morning. The Board of Directors for the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority will now come to order, finally. The first order of business is approval of the agenda. I so move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The item that we have on the agenda for today is the approval of the Tacoma Station staff report. Is there any comment? Motion?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Graham.
I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Graham.
I have an amendment that resolved that the board requests that the D.C. Office of Planning, as part of the district's PUD process, consider the Montgomery County alternative on the Tacoma Metro Rail Station as it relates to pedestrian safety and handicap access.
Okay. We have an amendment. Is there a second to the amendment?
Second.
Is there discussion? Mr. Linton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I wanted to say we've had a lot of discussions about the Tacoma Park Station project. I and the county exec would like to say that clearly in the world, there are those who would like to see the world not change, but there are some of us who believe that you can actually change the world for the better. We think there can be an effort here to move this project forward and, in fact, make it better. In that respect, we are still concerned about the issues that relates to pedestrian safety and handicap access. Clearly, we recognize that joint development will occur and should occur at that location, and we're supportive of that. I would just add, would hope that our staff, because at the end of the day, we are still a transit agency. The joint development rules, and I know the rules because, quite frankly, the rules came in existence under my leadership. It did not come out of the Department of Commerce, nor did it come out of HUD. It came out of the Federal Transit Administration. And if you look at the language within the rule, it talks about the highest and best transit use. We put that language in there specifically because joint development is supposed to be used and the money thereof from the sale of those properties, which are, in fact, at that point federalized, is supposed to be for the best transit use. And access, reducing trip durations, improving conditions between trips, maximizing the value of transit is the objective of that language. So that's embodied in the joint development rules and regs from the federal government, and it should also be embodied with the objective of this board. So it's my hope that as we move this forward, our request, Montgomery County specifically, that the proposal, the alternative on Tacoma Park Station gets reviewed. I would ask that once again that our staff engages in that review with the D.C. Office of Planning so that we can make this project a better one. For those who are disabled and for those who are pedestrians. And we all know that we've had a myriad of pedestrian conflicts with automobiles and buses in this region. We've had press conferences. We have talked about what we want to do for pedestrians. I think it's incumbent upon this board to make sure that on the development side, that we develop projects that maximizes that safety and that access. So I just want to spread those words on this movement as we move this motion forward.
Thank you. I'd like to follow up on that, Mr. Linton. First of all, I'd like to point out that I know Governor O'Malley has met with members of, and particularly Mayor Porter of Tacoma Park and other representatives of Tacoma Park. Also, the Maryland Department of Transportation, specifically Secretary Picari, has met with the developer, EYA, as well as had conversations with the District of Columbia, representatives of Tacoma Park, has had conversations with County Executive Ike Leggett in Montgomery County. And after having those conversations, went back with the developer and explained the situation again and extracted a good faith promise from the developer to work with Tacoma Park and the issues that have been addressed by Montgomery County on particularly pedestrian circulation and circulation for persons with disabilities. So that this is not the end of it, and particularly if this amendment passes, there will be continued conversations and a good faith effort going forward to have a plan that is the absolute best that it can be for this area. So I just wanted to state that on the record. Is there any other discussion, comments? All in favor of the amendment? Excuse me? Vote by show of hands.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Is there abstention?
Excuse me? Are there any abstentions?
No. I am abstaining.
Abstain. Can
we have a vote?
You can abstain.
I don't think you can.
No.
I'm voting with the motion, the amendment.
Thank you. And for the record, Mr. Benjamin stepped back from Mr. Linton to vote on this matter.
So you have to announce the vote, which is?
Five to zero. Okay. Five so passes. Yeah. And do we need the main vote to the main motion?
That was on the amendment.
Okay, and so now we have, so we have the vote on the amendment, then the original motion.
As amended.
Is there, what's the favor of the board by the show of hands? All those in favor? Opposed? Yeah, the ayes have it. And the vote is 5-0. Mr. Giancola, I don't know if you can vote on that one. You have your DC counterparts who have voted. Okay, so 5-0 again. Is there any other business before this board today? Hearing none, meeting adjourned.